Birds off. They're all off now, and it is Monday already, June 5th. We are in our first full week of June. Weather-wise, a lot of people have been getting a little odd weather. We hear there may be a possible storm on the West Coast at some point. Kicking in hurricane season, of course. I don't know how true that is. I really haven't been paying attention, but good morning, everyone. It is Monday Mindset. And this is the day where we're really just going to get our mind where it needs to go. But first off, Naughty Boss with two
sisters. Hey, good morning. This is Janice, aka Wellness Diva, excuse me, 5.0 on this Monday Mindset, June the 5th. And it was, many refer to this weekend as, are we back in, the autumn season, because that's the kind of weather that we had. But in any event, it was a beautiful weekend, a celebration of a Melillo family wedding. So congratulations to the new Mr. and Mrs. Nicholas Melillo. Beautiful facility at the Barnes in Wesleyan Hills. Yeah, so that's kind of where we were this weekend, and we kind of took it easy yesterday.
Yeah. Well, that sounds good. Well, taking it easy, getting, prepared for the work week. And I apologize, my voice is a little hoarse. The pollen is a little higher than it has been. And I actually haven't really bothered it, but I don't get the sniffles. I don't get any of that. I get it in the throat. So apparently it's bothering my throat. So I'm a little hoarse this morning. But so be it. or talking kind of in a horsey tone is sexy. I don't think it doesn't feel sexy. It feels like a pain in the butt, to be honest, but whatever. Anywho, it is the first day of the work week for many people. If you are an entrepreneur, it's funny, you hear those that are going to their Monday morning grind or their Monday morning, rituals that they do. And you can tell it's coming because Sunday night, they're all kind of, the weekend was too short, yada, yada, yada. And someone asked me, do entrepreneurs ever get that same feeling on Monday? And I said, absolutely, they do.
Okay, hold on. If you can just hold on just a little bit. We're having some technical issues, so just bear with me a second here. Okay.
You were frozen, but other than that, I can hear you.
Yeah, we had a big audio failure on this end. I know it was this end. Not sure what's going on with that, and I seem to be freezing up a little bit.
Yeah, but we can hear you fine, so we'll try and keep going. And the question I was getting to was, a lot of people say, for an entrepreneur, that's the beauty of being an entrepreneur. You don't have that, ick on Monday. And I said, that's not necessarily true. So I look at it twofold. Yes, when you are reporting to work or you have a schedule that you have to be to work on time and all that, it is a schedule, but it's there. When you're an entrepreneur, it's a different type of, not that it's a dread like some might, that we're going to brick and mortar, but you still have to be organized. You still have to motivate yourself. You still have to have that right mindset because you're your own CEO, you're your own boss, that you want to make sure that you're putting in the time and you don't, because a lot of times when you work at home, and I think a lot of people realize that who had never worked home before and was doing the whole remote, either education and or work, you have to really pay attention to your calendar, to your time slots, to make sure that you're putting in the effort, especially if you're not clocking in that time card per se. And I'm using that. A lot of people don't use a punching card anymore. But the point being that you have to still be responsible. Like if I'm going to be my own boss, I'm accountable to myself. So while my day may be more condensed to reach those daily goals, weekly goals, monthly, quarterly goals, I still got to put the effort in. And a lot of times when you're working from home, you have those distractions like, oh, I just heard, something on the news and you run out to catch it, or, a neighbor pops over, or you know, your girlfriend calls and you just start chatting away. And before you know it, it's 2 o'clock and you haven't even really been in your office to actually work. You've been on the phone gabbing or scrolling on social media, whatever it may be. So while we don't have that same sort of dread that it's Monday morning, we still have those things that we have to be mindful of to make sure we're putting in the amount of effort that they think is a requirement, plus even further if we're going after those goals. So you have to be diligent, you have to be mindful of it, and you have to have the right mindset, because you are not beholden to anyone except for the reflection of the mirror. And sometimes we take the reflection of the mirror for granted. Oh, I'll get to it later. I was gonna do some reach outs. I'll get to that later. Oh, I've got some emails, some follow-ups to do. Oh, yeah, I think I'm gonna go lounge around, or I'm gonna play catch up on my housework. I'll get to my entrepreneur work, you know, at night. So we still have to have that right mindset to go after our goals, to be driven in such a way. So what would you say is your key go-to from like an essential that you know you need to prep, say that Sunday night for Monday, that you're gonna just get right in that office and go?
Well, the key thing for me, of course, is the written calendar, but also, you know, I have a wall calendar that I can see, obviously, and making sure, because I can glance at it real quick if I'm online, of course, or, you know, on the phone with somebody, to make sure that they, that they all sync. And of course, to make sure that I have, you know, everything prepared for the week. So in other words, you know, whether it be, you know, social media, whether it be marketing posts, so I am ahead of the curve, because in order to maintain, of course, the kind of schedule that you and I and each of us individually on our own keep, I've got to be, you know, on top of stuff. Now, do I miss stuff occasionally? Oh gosh, absolutely. In fact, I noticed that this morning, even yesterday, of course, going over my calendar, I'm missing one thing on my wall calendar, which I didn't realize yesterday. So it's always a system of checks and balances. So for instance, when I come into my office the first thing in the morning, that's what I do. It's just a quick, okay, you know, did I catch everything? Like I said, I happened to catch, you know, one thing I didn't put on my wall calendar. So it really boils down to checks and balances. Now, my checks and balances probably won't work for everybody. You know what I'm saying? Like what we each individually do may not work for the other, but what we do collectively together complements one another. So it's keeping on schedule, keeping that written calendar, because, you know, things can go awry with digital stuff. Like I just had on the, the beginning of the podcast, which I'm sure will be on the audio aspect of the recording. And it's just remain calm and do your thing. And having a set schedule of things to do, which keeps you on top of all your stuff.
Right, exactly. And I think for a lot of people, I mean, it's such a, you know, fun and great time with, you know, a variety of ways of keeping on track of things. And we've got all these different planners, they make them fun, they got sticky notes, they got things that stick out that you can remember, as well as even the wall calendars. We have digital calendars, we have our phones, we have all these different apparatuses that we can use to help us, but they're no good if you don't look at them. And I think that's probably the key piece. Oh, I write them down, but I never look at them. Well, then it's not helping you. So I like to use a Sunday night as a refresher. I look through several pieces, my devices, because obviously the one device that's usually within, you know, reach is my cell phone. So everything, a lot of people don't travel, you know, even their daily routines with their daily planner. So my first go-to is my calendar on my cell phone. And then I, you know, make sure that it's updating my other calendars and the ones that it's not connected to, like the one I like to write in. I have to do that once a week. And then I'm now contemplating on another one where it's more a reminder for John and his appointments or whatever, and that he could see what my calendar is, because a lot of times he doesn't know what my day looks like. So, you know, then you get to the point, well, how many calendars am I really using? So I've really got it narrowed down now to just my cell phone, which connects to other digital calendars that I don't necessarily use. They just automatically do that. I prefer to use the, you know, the phone. And then I have my daily planner. Those are my two go-tos. And then from there, I think I'm going to switch to a smaller calendar that's on a wall, because John does not do anything digital. He finds it annoying. Too many things to remember. And a lot of people don't. A lot of people like to write it down, because we always talk about when you write things down, it really helps your mindset, because it's pad to paper. It's the thought process goes to your head and goes down to your hand to actually write it. You're more apt to remember, but we live in busy times. You know, even a lot of someone said, look, how busy can you actually be at your age? Yeah, be surprised. You'd be surprised. Last week I had, like, if I could get, you know, I obviously I had Donna visiting. We had a great week. But in between that, you know, if I had a spare 30 minutes, I was in the office, like, double checking. I went on a lighter note, but that doesn't stop the emails. That doesn't stop, you know, the questions coming in, whether it's pickleball, whether it's HOA, whether, you know, so I'm involved with so many different things that I still get those emails that they have to tend to. But I really like a Sunday night to kind of review everything. Where am I? Does things match? Because a lot of times when you have multiple devices and or multiple device plus, you know, a written calendar or a planner, that's where the errors occur. So I kind of try to double check on Sunday to say, okay, well, let me map out my week. And then as I'm running my errands, if things come up, whether, you know, hair appointment, nail appointment, you know, doctor's appointment, dentist appointment, you know, whatever it may be, I'm incorporating those things into my daily life, because you got to keep on top of all that stuff, which is a pain in the butt sometimes. We know that, but it does help with your mindset, because there's nothing worse than scrambling. Scrambling doesn't do any good to your mindset. You feel discombobulated, you feel disorganized. And these are different tools to help us keep on track, so we're not fretting, we're not worrying, we're not stressing out if we did not, in fact, you know, forget to plan something. I also put at least 60 minutes, sometimes 2 hours throughout the day, and I break it up for oops moments, as I call them, whether that could be if I know that on Zoom, you know, a lot of times when you're on, especially on a Zoom meeting, if you're not the one doing, or, you know, you're not the author of the Zoom meeting, sometimes you don't know if it's going to go a little bit longer than you plan. So I always try to schedule, if I know I've got scheduled meetings like that, an extra half hour or so. So I do that. If, you know, I even plan out when I'm going to the grocery store. You know, I plan for traffic. I plan for, you know, that it's going to be busy. I try to go non-busy times, but those things happen. So these are just little tools. And the whole point of them is to keep the mindset positive, the mindset not stressed, the mindset focused on the task at hand. Because a lot of times we get derailed by alerts, like we talk about breaking story, and there's no really breaking story going on, but of course you get the alert, you gotta look, right? So these are all ways to keep us more focused. And then also really scheduling that downtime for that mind. So I'm not a big, huge TV person anymore, but I do like series. So we started a new series last night. I think John's already had, because I ended up going to bed early. And it's called The Night Agent. It's on Netflix.
We already watched that. It's fantastic.
Yeah, so I watched the full first episode and then a little bit of the second. I think he's already on the third or fourth. And I guess there's only 8 episodes, but it looked good. I mean, the very first episode was exciting. So I'll watch a few of those. And I don't like to get too involved with the series, because I don't want to be holding to, you know, I like something like a short series like that. There's 8 episodes. You can really get it done in, you know, feasibly three nights, maybe even less if you're like on a marathon.
We did on a weekend.
Yeah.
Friday we watched 3, Saturday was 4 and then Sunday we watched 3. So we,
yeah,
or whatever it was, how many,
right? I think there's only 8, but you know, that's the point. It, like, you can get it over with. I don't say get it over with, because then you're not really enjoying it, but it's not consuming your time.
Right. But if you love action adventure, like, you will be hook, line, and sinker in this episode. So be prepared. Of course, our new, we do love TV, but you know, we try to keep it at a minimum. But I would say now that we are, you know, we're watching The Green Arrow, or The Arrow as it's called. And of course, we're addicted to that. You know, we watched a couple episodes when we were relaxing yesterday, and I said, okay, the time to turn it off. We did catch like one last night. I think we're in season 6, but you know, you have to, you know, be reasonable with your time. You know, go out there, get some fresh air. You know, of course, it's been a little difficult because it's been chilly here, but nevertheless, you know, do those things that make you excited for the day. You know, the mindset can be a funny and sometimes a tricky thing. You know, you don't wake up and say, okay, you know, here's my mindset. You've got to be in the mood of the mindset. And I think that's where a lot of people struggle with mindset. Now, I am by any means no expert on this subject. I'm only the expert of me, but when it's a cultivation process. So, you know, obviously, of course, we started planting in the garden. You have to start planting those seeds with your mindset. It's kind of the same premise, if you will. And, you know, what works with you? You know, do you have a day job that you have to report to? Do you have an extra 15 minutes in the morning just to, you know, for you time where you can, you know, whether it's saying your I am statements or journaling, listening to music, exercising, whatever it is, you know, make the time for yourself, and that will start the cultivation process.
Yeah, absolutely. And I do think, you know, just helping your mindset be at peace with your week, knowing that, you know, hey, maybe you're overscheduled. We often do that. How do we, you know, kind of renegotiate or navigate, and looking to say, you know what, you know, especially those things that you do have flexibility, whether it's an appointment or a visit or an extracurricular activity or whatever, if you find that, gosh, I'm over inundated, say no. A lot of people are afraid to say, it's just not a good week. You know, I can't get together. Or, you know, even when you're typical, your doctor office calls, well, we only have, you know, this day and this day available. They don't work for me. It's okay to say that, you know, especially if you look at your schedule, like, how am I going to squeeze this in? Like, I've got all these other commitments. And don't get distracted by someone else saying, well, this is all we have available. Okay, maybe that's all you have available for the next 2 weeks, but what do you have, like, 3 weeks out? What do you have 4 weeks out? If it's an appointment that you can put off that long, certainly if it's an emergency or you know, something that you need to take care of right away, totally different ballgame. But if there's some flexibility with that, and you notice that you're already on overload, meaning dropping the kids off, I'm squeezing in a nail appointment, I've got to get the grocery shopping done, and I got to go back and get the kids. Well, what out of all those could be renegotiated? We know that the kids can't get home by themselves or get to where they're going by themselves if they're not, you know, driving. So renegotiate. Hey, you know what? I've got nothing going on Thursday. I'm going to put my nail appointment there. Or do I really need to go grocery shopping? A lot of times we go grocery shopping and there's more than enough food in the house, and you can delay it a day or two. There's, you know, you may be out of one or two things. Well, renegotiate. I need that to make that recipe. Well, come up with a recipe of what you got in the house. So there's ways of renegotiating to make sure that you're not overextended. And I think a lot of times, especially women, we overextend because we have a difficulty saying no.
That is true. And remember, no is a complete sentence and does not need an explanation.
Absolutely. A lot of people have a problem with that too, but it is what it is. No, I cannot. And you don't have to answer why you cannot. Just no, I cannot. It doesn't fit in this week. And I think people you know, for whatever reason, have this fear to say no. And we're not telling you to say no like a jerk. No, hell no. We're not telling you to do that. We're just saying, no, I can't.
Mm, that is true. You know, no is one of those words that, you know, we learn as toddlers, right? You know, when you first hear the word, when you're a toddler, you know, I remember Ryan Scott looking at me like, what? And he just went on and did, you know, whatever it is that I told him not to do. You know, it's a process. And again, it goes back to your mindset. Like you have to be postured in what you're saying, but also how you say it. Because if I said to you, for instance, if you asked me something, whatever it may be, and I said, no, Carol Sue, I mean, that's, you know, you're coming right. at me versus, no, I'm sorry, I can't do that at this time, but, you know, let me see where I could pick up the slack or whatever it may be.
Absolutely.
Not what you say, it's how you say it.
Yep. The tone, the inflection. And the other thing is, I ran into this weekend. I try not to do HOA business on the weekend because I value, you know, our company's time. I value our board members' time, unless it's an emergency. So I received, and I'm not going to go into all the details, but I received an email at 6:30 a.m. on Saturday morning, and I responded to it. And texting and email, you don't hear the tone. You don't hear the person behind it. And I was giving some questions over in response to what this person had sent me. And they were valid questions on procedures. And I wanted to get a better understanding because things, the history of our HOA didn't normally handle things that way. I want more clarity. And it was conceived that, you know, you're challenging, because I did use the word, I'm challenging that position. Just because, you know, our history doesn't show it happening that way. So here you hear the word challenging, that must have been a buzzword for the person. And they came back with a very strong response, you know, got very defensive. And I'm like, you know, no need to, you know, respond that way. I'm asking good questions. Because the more you ask, the better we're proficient at what we do, meaning who we answer to, which is our community. So a lot of times with email and or texting, the wording, you don't hear the tone behind it. So where you could hear, you know, I cannot do that today. Somebody may read that and get very defensive. What do you mean you can't do that today? Because they're assuming that you're meaning it in a very strong way. But no, I just can't do that today. So it's so easy to miss with communications, but especially written communication. Again, text messaging, email. You don't hear the person's voice of what they're stating. So I never try to, especially email form, go back and forth. And I finally, it was heading in that direction. I said, look, it's the weekend. Enjoy your weekend. I'm not accustomed. It's not a practice I like to get into. We'll take it up, you know, on Monday, you know, once the weekend's done. So, and that put a stop to it. And, you know, again, you know, people, when you're, especially where you're trying to renegotiate a schedule and or, you know, you're doing it through text messaging or email, because that's pretty much, for a lot of people, that's their way of communicating now. You know, no one picks up, you know, the old-fashioned way, pick up the phone and chat with somebody. And that's where a lot of miscommunication happens with so much written communication. So much is lost in that dialogue because there's no dialogue. It's just written communication. So you don't know how the person's, you know, the inflection of their voice or whatever.
Right. And the inflection, the intone, like, no. Okay. That sounds okay. Like if somebody asked you a question, no. No.
Hell no.
It's an escalation process. So, you know, and especially with, you know, dealing with potentially diverse or miscommunications. And you're so right that, you know, when you're emailing or texting, there's a lot lost in that communication. So, you know, what is the stance that you take? You have to be, obviously, we're, you know, respectful, and you would hope that somebody would obviously have that same respect for you as well. But, you know, and of course, if they don't, well, gee, I'm sorry, I can't respond at this time. Have a great weekend. And, you know, we'll take this up again on Monday. And, you know, that's the way it goes.
That's the way it goes. But, you know, the bottom line is, when you have a positive mindset, you handle these situations more efficiently, less stressful, less burden. And that's the whole point of having a good mindset. Now, you can do everything by the book, meaning you have planned for every possible mishap and still something goes wrong. I always say, when you have the positive mindset for a positive outcome, you will get to that positivity. Sometimes you got to work through some muck first, right? So how do you get through the muck without like driving yourself cuckoo? How do you do that, Jan? Get through the muck without getting like crazy?
Well, excuse me. Typically, the first thing that I do is get up from my desk and just walk around and breathe, maybe get something to drink. And then I come back at it with a fresh set of eyes and hopefully a little bit more, you know, maybe if it's something that upset me, I'm obviously not as upset. So it's just, you can plan for all the different scenarios, but then life happens. And I don't want to say go with the flow, because that's, you know, that's so, what is the word I'm looking for? It's just like, blase, like whatever, go with the flow. Like, but sometimes, you know, I'll go with the flow based on the situation. And, you know, if it's not something that I can get to right away or respond to right away, you know, it's a thought process. So for me, I, you know, especially if it may be controversial in nature, I've got to think about it first. Because how I act will be another reaction on the other end. So it's just one step at a time. And sometimes you got to take yourself out of the equation and look at it from the other person's perspective. And that's kind of hard to do.
That is kind of hard to do, because a lot of people, and I think if you pause, what would I do if I was in that person's shoes? You really do get a different mindset, because then you're like, So that's what I say to a lot of people when you're having that negotiation of whether it's appointment or a disagreement or, you know, debate, always try to put yourself in the other person's shoes and don't anticipate their reaction until you should really never anticipate to a certain degree or assume when you really don't know. But when you try to put yourself in that person's position, you might get a different perspective. Oh, I get it now. Yeah, I never thought of it that way. So now it becomes a learning experience, which really, when you feel good that you learned something that you didn't know or took on ownership of really being open-minded to see another person's position, that makes you feel good. That also helps with your endorphins, because now you're being mindful. But you're learning something. Anytime you are open to learn something, brings that positive feeling that, hey, you know, I did this. I learned something I didn't even know. And you feel good about yourself. And the reason why you feel good about yourself is that you were open to learn something new in the beginning. A lot of people are very stubborn on that. They don't want to know. Nope, this is the way I've always done it. Yada, yada, yada. I am not budging. And what does that do? That adds stress, because you're like, you're taking a stand. Sometimes we have to, you know, even though we are right in our belief system is, or how we believe something is, we always have to imagine that there's wiggle room of negotiation to really interpret what it would be like to see it from the other side. And when you do that, you're enabled to say, and you're not so stressed out about the situation anymore, because now you kind of get it.
Well, yeah. And I think when I need to ask a question, and it may be before a real, before I have a real solution, say, you know, instead of say, well, you know, blah, 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 blah. So I'll approach it sometimes in a manner. May I ask you a question about this? I just want to make sure that I understand this point, which obviously I'm not getting. I kind of bring it back on myself. And then I ask the question in a very calm manner. And typically I get a calm response. So, you know, that can be a very good thing. You know, it's the strategy aspect of communication. And it starts with your mindset.
Absolutely. So on this Monday, you know, really start to think about ways that you can eliminate stress with a better mindset, because that's what we're talking about. Like when you have a positive mindset and you say, I'm going to plan. If something doesn't work out the way I interpreted or anticipated, am I open to let whatever preconceived notion I had let go enough to understand the other position or the other scenario or the other outcome? And when you do that, you really are doing a service to your own self, to your own well-being. So I hope everyone kind of gets that piece to it. Mindset and positive mindset just doesn't happen. It's practice. It's always trying to look at, again, how some people look at the cup half full. Some people think of it as half empty. And both really have a positive twist to it, if you think about it. So it really takes the kind of the switch off of the mindset. Well, how could it be? It's only half full, then it's really not that good. Not true. Or if you look at it half empty, again, to me, both outcomes still state there's more of growth. There's more to add to that cup. And some people look at it as negative. It's a perception of how you look at it. And when you have an open perception, or take that perception piece to the side a little bit, be more open, you may find that you're going to handle tough situations a little bit better, and your mindset will thank you.
It absolutely will. And I'm just thankful that I have a cup. And on that note, I have a battery in the background here. So I do apologize for that. Yeah. We hope you have an excellent and a happy and a healthy Mindset Monday. My name is Janice, AKA Wellness Diva 5.0 with two
sisters. And this is Carol Sweet, AKA Nani Boss, about to put the practice of what I've just preached to work with some emails that I have to return and telephone calls. We wish you a great Monday mindset. Remember, also with that mindset comes gratitude, kindness, and blessings. Pass those forward, and you would be surprised how that also impacts your mindset. We will see you tomorrow for Triumph Tuesday. Maybe some of you have to triumph over changing some of your habits today. We'd love to hear about it. Talk to you soon. Take care. Bye-bye.